Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September the 10th, 251st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, always coiffed, Tony Smithers from the Humboldt Convention Visitors Bureau. I got you, didn't I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, and sadly enough, neither does anybody else.
And you've made a career on that.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. This afternoon, we'll get an update on a couple of different things. As Tony and the county would be the all-encompassing. He had an opportunity to host and to tour a little bit with and to guide with some folks from China.
Indeed.
In the last little bit. So we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that. As well, what are the impacts of some of the fires in our region? You know, Yosemite, certainly this is their tourist time. What's the fire been doing there? Has Humboldt County or the North Coast benefited at all from that, as well as some of the other fires in the area? And we'll get an update on that major marketing campaign that was placed a couple weeks ago down in the Bay Area to see if there are little nubbies starting to poke up all over the place as the harvest is coming in when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see. Do we want a culinary reference or do we want a non-culinary
Go
reference?
Go ahead. I'm hungry. Go ahead.
Okay. You like tomatoes?
Not noticeably.
Okay. Then I'll stay away from that one. This is an anonymous quote, but it's still a pretty cool one, so that's all right. There's a better one from Jim Eason. Quote, if you want to look young and thin, hang around old fat people.
I could say something, but I won't.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, many of us do. But I qualified today. Today is my turn the calendar day, so. It was more of a reference to my own rather than to you, sir.
Very good, very
yeah.
good.
Oh, boy. So the fires that we're hearing in the national news, we're seeing on national TV all over the place, you know, you got Yosemite. I guess we got some kind of a quick flash fire that's going over in Shasta County now. When those happen, does Humboldt County benefit?
I would say that in the case of Yosemite, we do. I mean, it's in a marketing sense, you have your select set of possible products that you're going to purchase, and up against the Redwoods, one of the key competitors has always been Yosemite. So if someone's looking for that kind of experience, national park, beautiful nature, Redwoods. Even though Yosemite wasn't technically closed,
but the way they made it sound, it was like scorched earth policy all over.
Right. Yeah. So what we're hearing is that people are staying away in droves. Meanwhile, you know, we don't have the end of season numbers yet, but the word on the street is that we are booming up here. You know, people are having the best September ever.
In lodging, in retail?
In lodging.
Restaurant?
In lodging.
Okay. Well, that's would certainly make sense, I would think. Does the weather? Is this weird weather we've been having? Is that adding to that benefit or adding to
our
that?
Our
weather
is always good in September.
Yeah, but not 80 and not 100 in the valley in September.
I mean, right.
It's normally... It's broken and it's in the high 80s.
Now, normally, the post-Labor Day... market is so much affected by back to school issues, and you see different breed of cattle on the street. We don't see the families coming up all of a sudden. So that's changing slowly too. But what we're seeing is, you know, the people who we expect to see at this time of year are here, and they brought their friends.
So it's a healthier September.
It is.
Is that extending down into October at all?
I've got some lodging operators are telling me that they are booked through October. Now, at the same time, it's not just the fires. It's not just the weather. The fishing is making a huge difference as well.
Isn't it amazing something as simple as that? I know it predated you, but before the BLM, let's see, confiscated, took over, managed, take your pick on the continuum, the lagoons and the spits along the lagoons. This was a time when it was always three wide and people trying to find additional parking there. But it would be the last of a three-month window, too.
Right.
Where we don't see that anymore. Has fishing changed that much? Has the demand for fishing changed that much? Or has government interference really dumbed that whole equation down for sport fishing or vacationing to fish in our area?
Well, what we've seen, it's not an issue of the management. I mean, I think that's what has maintained the resource that we can still talk about having a fishing season.
No, I'm talking about the property management along the lagoon there where people used to be able to park for
time. You're talking about up at Freshwater.
Instead of now, there's nobody there unless the elk happen to be there.
Right. Well, you know, that also was an RV mecca. There are still lots of places for people to park their RVs.
But they aren't.
They are. The RV parks are doing quite well. So, but in terms of the fishing goes, I think that though fishing is not a growing sport, there's not as many people who fish today as there used to. The people who still fish seem to be more enthusiastic and more, you know, crazy about it. And now they are following their favorite blogs and websites. And when the word goes out that the fish are biting, then they start showing up.
From wherever they may be coming from?
From wherever, yeah.
How much difference is an RV tourist versus self-contained, if you will, versus a more casual tourist? Is there any equation between the two?
Well, in terms of the economic impact, obviously they don't have the hotel spend. They do buy groceries and they do go to restaurants. They do purchase gasoline. We used to be very concerned that they didn't pay the bed tax, and they still don't in the county unincorporated area. However, they do, however, now pay the 2% assessment.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, Yosemite in a weird way has helped out our region as far as tourism. Fishing certainly is, you know, one of the bedrocks of the area. As long as there are fish, we seem to find fishermen to come and fish them.
Mm-hmm. Strange obsession. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's. We also are starting to see a lot more motorcycles. I mean, it's certainly just trendy for Americans, whether it's the traditional or the three wheel. I guess those are tricycles instead of motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Three wheel. You can have two in front or two in back.
Yeah, whichever way. As long as it's not sideways, you're probably moving okay. Looking at those, are we starting to see a lot of those, the weekend tour folks, either from the Valley or down south, coming up here to ride in the Redwoods, not bicycles, but motorcycles?
Yes, indeed. And there has been some marketing outreach to these groups with some ads in motorcyclist magazines. One of the things that has helped put us on the map is that there's a very popular motorcycling website called Passionite.com. That's P-A-S-H-N-I-T. And the person who runs that also runs tours and named Highway 36 as the best motorcycling road in California. That's the road between...
That must have been before the last couple of weekends and the fatals, huh?
Yeah. But in terms of the just the things that motorcyclists are looking for and the twisties and whatever they...
Yeah. Well, it'd be like Lost Coast or the old 299, any 199.
Right.
You get fun.
And in our marketing, we promote that, and we also do promote that Lost Coast loop from Ferndale Round down through Honeydew Petrolia and back out to the Humboldt Redwoods.
Ride a marathon?
Right.
Is that the...
Dodge the runners.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No. Just ride it so you don't have to run it. That's all.
But motorcycling... Touring is a growing sport from all different varieties. There's the adventure tours, like that's what I ride, where you have a dual sport bike that has luggage to hold your camping gear and all that good stuff, to the actual traditional touring bikes with the radios and all this nonsense.
Now, is that an older segment?
Yes, because you have to be to afford these beasts. They're pretty...
Well, yeah, some of them are rather pricey, aren't they?
They can be.
If done right.
Yeah, but you have to have the time to be able to take the trip as well, and
How does the message reaching the motorcycle enthusiast complement the message that's reaching mainstream that they would be exposed to in other aspects of their life?
Well, it's because we're positioning ourselves as a place of scenic beauty. So there's different ways to enjoy that and to engage with our environment, and it's just for one particular market, we're saying on the back of a bike's a great way of doing it.
So it's not more of a just a slight refocus.
Right. Yeah.
The brand stays the same.
It's all about the trees, you know.
Yeah. Trees. When there are some of the different things that are going on in our surrounding communities, whether it's road work or things like that, does that impact the tourist traveler at all? The fact that there may be bridge work going on or road work going on or a detour here or detour there. Is that the casual weekender that might be impacted versus somebody who is planning on spending a couple of days in the community?
Well, in terms of impact, is it going to keep anyone away?
Yeah, or keep them away from doing something?
No, because it's only a delay. You might have to wait for 10 minutes while someone loads a bucket of dirt or something, but I think people are kind of used to it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a way to sit still and enjoy the scenery even more.
Hey, you don't have to worry about your cell phone because you're out of cell phone range. Sport fishing on the ocean versus sport fishing on the rivers.
Mm-hmm. Both are big.
Two different audiences, two different crowds, or are they very similar?
There is some intersection. When we have displayed and promoted at the Sportsman's Expo in Sacramento, and I've done that with Real Steel Sport Fishing. They've come down with me in the booth. And they've got a charter, but then they talk to the same people who book a trip with them, but then they ask about where can I go on the river as well. So I think there is definitely some overlap with fly fishing and deep sea fishing. And
so what other niche markets are proving to be profitable for local outreach other than the two niches that we were alluding to?
Well, what we're focusing on lately is beer drinkers. People just are so interested in our craft beer movement. We have six amazing breweries up here, award-winning breweries. You may have noticed a few weeks ago We had, after a lot of work, Richard Stenger in our office working with John Flynn down at the Chronicle, we got basically a three-page story in the travel section on doing a Humboldt County pub crawl. And the great part was it wasn't just about the beer, but each brewery was paired with a local hike, outdoor experience that was actually, you know, in proximity to the brewery. So that way it really branded us as a different kind of micro craft beer experience.
Rather than parking in an area and going from bar to bar to bar to bar.
Exactly.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
This is the final weekend to get a free iComfort box spring or $1,000 off any iSeries adjustable foundation at Burns Furniture. Don't miss this super savings opportunity when you buy any iComfort or iSeries mattress at Burns. Get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress set for just $399 too. But the savings absolutely end after Sunday. Get to Burns Furniture for the free iComfort box spring offer or the $1,000 discount on an adjustable foundation. Burns Furniture.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, you had an opportunity to play a host.
We did.
Did you do it well?
Well, that's to be seen. We were contacted by the international program at Stanford University, who have a program where they host a group from China on a regular basis. And this particular group were all government officials from Guangdong province. And they had been coming on a regular basis. They do an education a week or two down at Stanford.
So it's like a teaching. It's not a cultural exchange.
They're actually coming to get our expertise on various topics. Then they do a little sightseeing, and they had been going to Yosemite. Now, even before Yosemite caught on fire, or the outskirts
had issues.
They contacted our office saying we're interested in seeing the redwoods. So we jumped on it because we saw this as an opportunity. Not only because we want to be good hosts and, you know, just put the hospitality out, but we're very interested in on the North Coast in forming relationships for economic development. And we all know that China is the booming market in the world. So from a tourism point of view, it's a no-brainer. The numbers say that China is the fastest growing international travel market in the world. They have a expanding middle class. It's very easy, you know, to travel to China. Hopefully it'll be easier to travel to the United States as time goes by. U.S. travel is working on the whole visa issue. So we wanted to welcome them for that respect. But we also thought, you know, here are the directors and deputy directors of a lot of major government institutions in this province, which is the most populous and the fastest economically growing province in China. It includes Shanghai. So
that does help just a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we tried to put the red carpet out, so to speak.
Didn't put that one on the name cards, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
But we did get our business cards printed up in Chinese. Just to, you know, it's just like in Japan, the whole business card exchange etiquette is very important.
Well, it makes sense, you know, if you want them to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You try to make it so, right. Yeah.
So they were here for two nights this last weekend, and they wanted to do karaoke at the Red Lion, which did a wonderful job.
Interesting.
They also wanted to go into Old Town and see Arts Alive and get some
just
of that.
Just kind of be normal guys and gals.
Right. But then we set some things up for them for their, you know, the daytime, and they were here on Sunday. Which was to go on a tour on the Matakit to see the oyster farms. They're very interested in that.
The oyster farms specifically?
Yes.
So this is a special tour on the Matakit.
Right. And they also sampled oysters on board. And also they went out to Lolita, for they had their picnic lunch at the Lolita Cheese Factory, but also then visited one of our organic dairy farms to see how we do it here. So this was a chance for us to sort of put our best foot forward and say this is what we're good at. And then we had the final banquet we had at the cookhouse on Sunday night, where we had a lot of local luminaries attend. Roland Richmond from HSU, Mike Newman and Marion Brady from the Eureka City Council, the supervisors Bone and Bass were there to welcome them officially to Humboldt County. And a lot of cards were exchanged, and hopefully a lot of follow-up will happen. You never know where these seeds will grow, but we planted some seeds, we feel.
What did they have interest in the trees at all?
They were taken on a tour at Founders Grove.
Okay.
And
so they did get a chance to kind of touch bases on the tourists.
They were completely blown away. Their reaction was what we like to see when we show people Founders Grove.
These are big trees.
and the mayor who spoke at dinner, remember this is a mayor of millions of people.
Yeah, it's not like seeing Frank.
we love Frank, but there's 32,000 people. Anyway, he alluded to the jaw-dropping experience of seeing the redwoods, and that there was nothing like it in China, and that he knows that people in China don't want to come and see them.
Very cool.
So we're working with the State Tourism Office, which does have a mission to China. We have to do it through the distribution channel. We have to work with travel agents and tour operators and packagers and consolidators rather than, throw ads into Beijing,
Well, let me ask you the $50,000 question then. What are you hearing about airport transportation or access or more airlines coming into Humboldt County to make it easier for our friends in China to get here from there?
Well, I have no news of anything to add from what you've already heard, though we are working on that second airline.
That was back in June or May, wasn't it? We last heard something.
I believe we were hearing some very positive possibilities. So,
yeah.
But I'm not the one who can tell you about
since,
it.
Since local celebrity / politician Bass is going to be in tomorrow, we'll just have to find out, get an update on the airport, and find out whose card she got at the dinner.
I'll be listening.
Good. Otherwise, we'll be talking about you. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m., Confessions. 5 p.m., Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m., Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30, Morning Mass, and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, last time we got together, you said that you had allocated a sizable chunk of money to try to start to build tourist response into the shoulder season as part and parcel to the special tax that has been put on by the lodging facilities in Humboldt County. I realize it's still a little too early to tell, but you mentioned Yosemite, you mentioned fishing, there's certain seasonality to it. Are you starting to sense that it's getting traction?
So far we have anecdotal response. People say, hey, I saw your TV ad. Now that's kind of wild to hear.
That's about as direct as you can get, man.
Well, we've never heard that before because we've never had a television ad before. But we are doing the tracking and the it's all about the how many eyeballs show up on the website and how many of those convert to bookings. So I'm hoping.
So that's the push, drive it to the website.
That's the only response mechanism of the campaign, and it was a new website created just for the campaign. So our normal website for the Bureau
you don't get there from there
is redwoods.info.
Right.
The new website for the campaign, which is paid for by the Lodging Alliance, is redwoodcoast.com. So if you want to go check that out, it's great.
You're not going to stumble into it by inputting on one.
Right. But the joy of it is that when you go to the booking area, the lodging booking area, it leads you right to the redwoods.info booking engine. So
you don't have to replicate yourself. You
know, we can track where that comes from now. And, of course, then we have to find out, what happened after that point? How did they book a room? How many rooms? How many nights?
Yeah, all the details.
Right. And then who just picked up the phone and called you? Never mind who went to the website.
You did it the old-fashioned way?
Some people still do.
I imagine that. Gee, I wouldn't know who in this room would do that. Yeah, that's how we did it. We spent a week in the Seattle-Portland area. Driving along, pulled in where it looked interesting.
Wow.
So there still is. Well, we didn't get. Did we get turned down? I don't. Yeah, one night, one community was full. A Saturday night, third week in August, go figure. But the next one had plenty of space, so it wasn't a big deal breaker. So you're going to be tracking this thing very, very closely. Do you have to report to anybody other than the Alliance? Is the county, the soups, does anybody look at that stuff? Or are you going to fold it into the total tourist report when you visit annually?
Oh, the Board of Supervisors definitely need to get a report. It's part of the management district plan and the contract which the county has with the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, that the soups have the responsibility to make sure that the district is fulfilling the terms of what it was created for.
And that was a bylaw that was put in, or that's state regulatory?
Neither. It's contractual with the Lodging Alliance and the county.
Just for confidence. Everybody has that confidence.
Yeah.
Very cool. It'll be interesting to see. When is that first report coming out? Is that in 6 months or so, or is it tied to a fiscal year? What's your timing on that?
I have to check the contract. I believe it's like the end of the year.
There's still a lot of time to go.
Right, but we're on to the next campaign, so wondering what to do in the next cycle. So,
yeah, chomp chomp. Just don't forget the details, man. And hopefully the weather will hold a little bit. At about 60 degrees.
Yeah. That's about right.
There you go. That's perfect, man. Perfect. Thanks for coming by.
Love it.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you.